Verily, a prophet has come to you from among yourselves. Be aware that your sufferings are of great burden to him. He insists on guiding you and is compassionate and forgiving towards believers. The Prophet of Mercy. Due to the support of Abu Talib, Hamza, Abbas, and some other members of Bani Hashim, in the fifth year of Muhammad's appointment as Prophet, the members of Quraysh did not manage to harm him. Nevertheless, whenever they found him delivering a speech, they would pass by and avoid showing any reaction, hoping to find the Prophet alone someday, or as soon as they found the Muslims alone without Abu Talib and Hamza, they would interrupt the Prophet's speech and force him to go home, and as he went, they would harm the Muslims with the leadership of Abu Lahab, the Prophet's other uncle. In the fifth year of Muhammad's appointment as Prophet, and according to his order, a group of people, accompanied by Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, migrated to Ethiopia in order to be safe and to introduce monotheism and to announce the prophecy of Muhammad to the neighbors of Hijaz. The Prophet saw them off and prayed for them. Meanwhile, the polytheist leaders of Mecca and Quraysh were involved in certain activities. They gathered in Darun Nadwa, and after lots of discussion, dispute, and debate, and with the help of Satan, they managed to sign an unjust pact among themselves and the other tribes. Which was named the Book of Mecca, was signed by the leaders of the different tribes and was read to the people in the alleys and markets of the city. Any kind of business with the Abdul Muttalib family is forbidden. Do not marry your daughters to them, and do not marry their daughters. Do not sell anything to them, and do not buy anything from them. Do not defend them in any situation until they hand Muhammad over to Quraysh to be killed. Thus, they put the unjust pack in a box, hung it inside Kaaba, and carried out the rules. Due to those circumstances, Abu Talib migrated from among the people with all of the Abdul Muttalib's children except Abu Lahab, who was a polytheist, and stayed in Mecca. They went to a valley in the northern part of Mecca, which was called Sha'b. His aim was to protect Muhammad and his family against the harm of the polytheists. The polytheists had placed some people at the top of the mountain to stop anyone from taking food for Abu Talib and his family. They would confiscate the wealth and possessions of anyone who attempted to break the rules and would ruthlessly plunder their property. Abu Talib, who was extremely worried about the Prophet's life, had assigned the young men of the Bani Hashim to protect him. Sometimes during a single night, he would go to the Prophet's bed, take him out, and put someone else instead of him. He would then move the Prophet to a safer place in order to protect him against any potential harm. The loyalty of Abu Talib and his family lasted for 3 years. During that time, all the property and wealth of Abu Talib and Khadija, the Prophet's honorable wife, was lost. Many a night, the people of Mecca heard the children moaning, screaming, and crying from hunger, but they did not help. During those 3 years, the Prophet could only go out of Sha'b during Hajj in order to summon the tribes who had come to circumambulate the Kaaba to Islam. However, most of the time, an old man of the same blood and of his own tribe would appear, throw stones at him, curse him, and call him a sorcerer. Some would join the Muslims secretly, convert to Islam, and return to the city, bringing food to Bani Hashim at night. Days passed by, and the Muslims showed perseverance and tolerance. However, with the dire conditions of the women and children, the leaders of Quraysh and some people who had signed the pact started to consider canceling the pact, and the number of protesters was increasing. One day in Darul Nadwa, someone stood up and said, "Is it fair that we eat and wear clothes freely and comfortably, but Bani Hashim, who are the elders of Quraysh, just like us, burn under the scorching sun due to lack of clothing and die of starvation? By God, that shameful piece of torn paper must be discarded." Everyone was silent, and no one dared express his opinion. However, the ones who were against the pact started a row and condemned it. On the other hand, it was revealed to the Prophet that termites had eaten the pact, and only the part on which the name of Allah had been written was left untouched. The Prophet informed his great and honorable uncle Abu Talib and said, "The polytheists themselves are tired and are being obstinate for no reason and do not accept to cancel the pact. Go to them and tell them that termites have eaten the pact and its stems, and except the name of Allah, nothing is left of the pact for them to be loyal to." Abu Talib went to the Quraysh council and said, "Muhammad has informed me of something, and you all know that he never lies. He says that termites have eaten the entire pact except the name of Allah. Now send someone to bring the pact, and if you find out that what Muhammad has said is true, accept his faith and join the Muslims. Fear God and stop your cruelty, and if he has lied, I will hand him over to you and will agree with you and join you. In order to prove that Prophet has lied and to scandalize and embarrass Abu Talib, they decided to bring the pact. They sent someone to Kaaba to bring the pact, and when the man returned and brought the pact out of its box and placed it among the crowd, all the eyes popped out and everyone ran breathless. Verily, termites had eaten the entire pact except the name of Allah. Abu Talib became very happy and was about to leave in the middle of Allah. Abu Talib became very happy and was about to leave in the middle of the uproar and the dispute of the polytheists to go to the Prophet as soon as he could, when some people right there converted to Islam and instead of Muhammad hugged Abu Talib, pressed his hands warmly and condemned the others. There was clamor and tumult among the leaders while Satan had been defeated. Thus, the Muslims were set free from the valley of Sha'b and returned to Mecca.